Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Leap year? Use that extra day wisely. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
And it's the second day of the royal visit by the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge to Ireland. They've had a wide range of activities. William and Kate visited a youth mental health charity, and they've been to Fergal Keane Alondis for some butter.
Yeah, Alondis, Mary. That was a by stop along the way as they went along visiting those
charities. They like their butter.
Well, they also bought some leeks, apparently, so maybe buttered leeks are on the menu for them this evening. But as you said, the second day, and they had a number of engagements today. They started off in Temple Bar this morning at a jigsaw charity there. They provide health service, mental health services to young people. Then they went on to what you mentioned there, that was in Prosperous in County Kildare, where they met with the a number of charities there, including the Janus programme and the Extern Centre. They give outreach services and one-on-one services to young people. There, they rolled up their sleeves, started chopping vegetables to make the soup, and then went off with two 13-year-olds down to the local Londis shop, where they met, for the first time really in this trip, some locals who came out, about 200 people came out to meet them there, and then it was on to a Teagasc Centre in County Meath, the Royal County in County Meath, where they met hundreds of cows, actually, and were shown around a few barns and lots of cows.
All right. Well, that first visit this morning was the Jigsaw Youth Mental Health Project in Temple Bar.
Yeah, and there then they met staff. They had 30 minutes there with them. And Jigsaw provides services to 12 to 25-year-olds. They met with three of the young people who partake of the services there. Then they went a little bit walkabout in Temple Bar, where there were dozens of photographers following them, taking photographs. Of course, what they were wearing was the main subject of conversation for everybody. But then we went on to Teagasc this afternoon.
Don't hold back, Fergal.
Sorry?
Don't hold back. What were they wearing?
Well, Mary, since you ask, he was wearing blue slim fit chinos, a light green round neck sweater with a cutaway collar, light blue shirt. And this morning he had suede boots. He changed them this afternoon to more brown practical boots for a farmer. But I think you're probably asking me about what Kate was wearing.
Well, both, actually.
This morning she was wearing, well, I told her it was a cream jacket, a waistline cream jacket by Reese, affordable high street trader, black jeans and boots. And then she changed dramatically. She changed this afternoon. She wore a green Dubarry wax jacket, belted jacket, also then had the black jeans. But then she also had what I would call kind of posh farmer boots, knee-high brown leather boots, either by Dubarry or Musto. And they engaged with lots of people there. As you hear now, I spoke to people in the Teagasc Centre in Meath, some farmers and some of the local children from the Kiltale National School, to ask them what they thought.
I'm Ailish Burke, Dry Stock Advisor here in Teagasc and Grange.
You've just been showing the royal couple around. What have they been looking at?
Well, they had a look around all the facilities here in Grange, and they were showing all of the environmental and biodiversity practices and research that we've going on here at the moment. And then they also met some of our local farmers here that are adapting some of these technologies on their own farms.
Hi, I'll ask your name, if you don't mind.
Yeah, Donald Keane. I'm a local farmer here, Summerhill, a few miles away.
You got the opportunity to meet the Duke and Duchess. What do you think?
I thought they were fabulous, really knowledgeable. So I'm an organic farmer, and they wanted to know about sustainability and how we get the message across to the public. And I was explaining that Teagasc are a big help in that regard, because they have the science and we can prove what we do. We think organic farming is lower carbon. And we like to promote that, but they were very knowledgeable about
really?
Amazing, asked very relevant questions and extremely charming, lovely. Okay. Lovely couple.
Great. At home in the Royal County?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
I'm Keila Murray.
Evelyn Dunhu.
You've just met William and Kate. What do you think of them?
It was absolutely amazing. Well, it's just the feel of like being able to like meet someone like who's royal.
What do you think?
I thought it was fabulous, and they're so mannerly and educated, and it was great.
Did they have anything to say to you?
Yeah, they were telling us that we have to go to bed early and sleep and then go outside during the day and get in fresh air.
What do you think of that advice?
It's definitely true.
But you won't be doing it.
I will.
Were they nice?
They were very nice.
Yeah, they were so nice. Kate and William were lovely.
What's your name?
Jake.
Jake. And what's your name?
My name's Thaddeus.
What did the Duke and Duchess just say to you today?
Well, they were talking about everyone's projects and they're saying it's very important to get outside and your sleep.
When did you hear that you were going to come to meet them?
We heard it last week and it was I was very, very happy.
Yeah, we were very happy and some of our class didn't go.
Your whole class didn't come?
No.
How did you get picked?
Out of a hat.
My mum's a big supporter of the Royals.
Is she?
Yeah.
Is that the Royal County or the Royal Family?
The Royal Family.
My name is Dara and I'm 10 years old. And today I got to meet Kate and William, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. And I was showing them my project. It was about healthy eating. They said that it's good to get a lot of sleep and the outdoors is very good for you.
What did you think of them?
I thought he was really nice, and so was Kate.
A big hit with all you spoke to, Fergal. What are they up to tonight?
Well, later on this evening, Mary, they have another engagement. The last engagement in Dublin at the Molly Museum, which is the Museum of Literature in St. Stephen's Green in Dublin. Then they're going on to Galway later on this evening, and they have a number of engagements tomorrow in Galway. One of those will include a walkabout. They'll be in UCG at one stage, and then they'll have a short walkabout in Galway City, where people might get a chance to see them. It's been quite controlled so far, so the public haven't really had a huge chance to come out and see them.
All right, Fergal Keane, thank you very much.